Geek Radio Daily for Not Monday. It's April 7th, 2015. All the geek without the weight. How about that? I'm psychic. It's like I know who's going to win basketball games before they happen.
Whatever.
And now you don't have to talk about it anymore because it's completely over. Now we can get on with other things in our lives, like saying hello. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us, you might not, but hey, thanks for being here. That's always fantastic. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, all those fun places. The folks bringing you the show today, well, the guy putting it into perspective, it's Saucy.
But I feel good. Took a bunch of painkillers, drank half a bottle of wine, took my pants off. I just feel good.
Nice. I'm the guy trying to keep it between the navigational beacons. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Try not to get sucked into the vortex of hell, Billy.
I'll see what I can do, Joel. What happened, yo?
1827, John Walker, an English chemist, invented the match.
1907, an announcement was made of a successful transatlantic wireless transmission from a 40,000-watt transmitter at Manhattan Beach, New York City, to Lee DeForest, not DeForest Kelly, at a receiving station in Ireland.
1927, with the help from telephone lines, the first successful long-distance demonstration of television took place from Washington, D.C., as a New York audience saw an image of Commerce Secretary Herbert Hoover.
1940, Booker T. Washington became the first African-American to be pictured on a U.S. postage stamp.
1943, LSD was synthesized by chemist Albert Hofmann in his lab in Switzerland.
And the walls melted. 1956, Columbia Records announced that from this point on, all pop singles would be released solely on 45s and that 78s would be reserved for the hillbilly market only.
1959, the first atomic-generated electricity was produced in Los Alamos, New Mexico.
1959, the first radar bounced off the sun from Stanford, California.
1967, San Francisco disc jockey Tom Donahue inaugurated FM progressive radio on KMPX.
1969, the Supreme Court ruled that private possession of obscene material is a constitutional right.
1970, John Wayne won his first and only Oscar for his role in True Grit, and the film Midnight Cowboy became the first X-rated flick to win an Oscar for Best Picture.
1999, the World Trade Organization ruled in favor of the United States in its long-running trade dispute with the European Union over bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
2001, Mars Odyssey was launched.
2003, U.S. troops captured Baghdad. Saddam Hussein's regime fell 2 days later. Birthdays?
Edward Spielers is 27, Aragon in Aragon, and Jimmy Kent on Downton Abbey.
Sylvana Arias is 33, Paloma on Passions.
Kevin Alejandro is 39, Dominic Hughes on The Young and the Restless.
Eric Wareheim is 39, one half of the comedy duo Tim and Eric.
Jennifer Smith is 44, Missy and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Wife of Mr. Kevin Smith, good for you, sir. Bill Bellamy is 50, Jimmy Sanderson in Any Given Sunday, The Deacon in Fastlane.
Russell Crowe is 51, Robin Longstride in Robin Hood, and Noah in Noah.
Noah. Jackie Chan is 61, martial artist, Chief Inspector Lee in the Rush Hour movies, Mr. Han in Karate Kid, the not that good one.
Francis Ford Coppola is 76, director of the Godfather films.
Wayne Rogers is 92, Trapper John McIntyre on MASH, Dr. Charlie Michaels on House Calls, and, you know, he was in one season of I Dream of Jeannie.
No longer with us this day, 1944, Julia Phillips produced Taxi Driver along with Michael Phillips.
1962, Hugh O'Connor, the adopted son of actor Carol O'Connor, Detective Lieutenant Lonnie Jameson on In the Heat of the Night.
James Garner, 1928, Lieutenant Anthony Headley in Great Escape.
So you skip over Maverick and the Rockford Files? Dude! Anthony Caruso, 1916, Don Juan Ortega on Zorro.
Stanley Adams, 1915, Rusty Thrawler in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And also 1915, Billie Holiday, Lady Sings the Blues. Indeed you do.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D., Fresh Off the Boat, and Forever.
NCIS, New Orleans, a person of interest, all on CBS this evening.
On NBC, new episodes of The Voice and Chicago Fire.
And that show Undateable.
Also, yeah.
Oh, it might be a rerun. Fox, New Hell's Kitchen, New Girl, and the premiere of Weird Loners.
New episode of iZombie on the CW.
ABC Family, Romy Michelle's High School Reunion. It's an okay movie, not a great one.
Monster Squid on Animal Planet.
AMC The Day After Tomorrow, which I don't even know what day that would be.
New episodes of Deadliest Catch.
A&E, another episode of Married at First Sight. No one's going to die from this, not at all.
Geek Charming on Disney.
BET, new episode, It's Prime Time on Being Mary Jane.
Days of Thunder on CMT.
Discovery Channel Amish Mafia, The Devil's Cut.
Next Friday on Encore.
FX has a new episode of Justified.
Good night and good luck on HBO.
FXX, The Simpsons from season 17, where Lisa pretends to be a boy to show how unfair school is.
Dreamcatcher on Showtime.
Sci-Fi Channel, new episode of Face Off and Haunting Australia.
Copycat on Stars.
BBC America, Planet Earth, We Live There.
Bizarre Foods America on Travel Channel.
Discovery Channel Family is showing The Karate Kid, but I don't know if it's the good one or bad one.
Caddyshack on VH1.
Is it the good or bad one?
I don't know.
IFC Independent Film Channel is showing the film that I've already forgotten.
Can't find it now.
That's just insane. So tonight, why don't we just go ahead and watch ourselves the Sci-Fi Channel? Because a scheme to smuggle a legendary creature into the United States on a cruise ship goes horribly awry as Giancarlo Esposito, John Reese Davies face Chupacabra Dark Seas.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Dearest Billy Flynn, is it possible to completely hate JJ after watching the musical Annie? That's from Zach Mann. Not the Annie you're familiar with, the A&I, the one based off of Star Wars, the early ones where Anakin Skywalker was called Annie. It's a show that ran for, I don't remember how long it ran, but the people put it up on YouTube. It's quite funny. It sold quite a bit on YouTube when they, not on YouTube, on iTunes.
Hey, why you gotta be hating on Kid Dynamite?
That would be J.J. Abrams there, Saucy. So, yeah, everyone should check that out. No, I don't think you could hate him. I don't think you could possibly at all. Good morning, GRD. I am writing this Sunday morning after being at Worldcon in Anaheim. I woke up with a sore throat that I did not have when I went to bed. The dreaded con crud has begun. Now, I don't know if I'm actually still a con virgin or not. I was at the convention and I spent 8 hours there and was one of the last to leave the building, but I wasn't an attendee, vendor, or panelist. I was working security, working door control for a panel room. That aside, I have heard you and other geeks speak of con crud on many occasions. I believe I may be in a unique position to eliminate some of the theories of the lifestyle-based contributing factors. I did not travel to the con. I live in Anaheim, so I slept in my own bed. I drove my own car. Part of the way, there was an employee shuttle to the convention center. This eliminates those travel-related aspects. I did not sit on any panels, so packed rooms, uncomfortably close to the masses? No. I did pass through crowds and have crowds pass by me, so clearly the bug itself is getting to us because of being amongst mostly unfamiliar people from all over the globe in a semi-closed system. I ate well, avoided alcohol, stayed hydrated throughout the day. Since I worked 8-hour shift early in my regular job Saturday morning, I was a little tired. You know, con crud could be through mass congregations of people and exhaustion.
Well, there's your chief mistake right there. You avoided the alcohol, and I think my co-host here would agree with me. Alcohol is how you don't get the con crud.
That's exactly it. It fights germs. It certainly does.
It's and the con crud's not actually something that you catch, I don't think. It's not an actual contagion. It's going from having like all the fun to like having none of the fun.
No, there's a bug. I know.
No, I don't think it is.
Anyway, that's Jared
in
Anaheim, who had lots more to say there, but the show is not going to be 2 hours long today. So if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinster Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's three apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com, or search for them on iTunes.
I'm Allison Scagliotti, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to it. Not Monday edition. Fine, so it's getting rainy or cloudy and crap. Whatever. That's not going to stop us from having a smile on our face and new movies in our hearts.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you probably do when there's some new stuff out today that you could get, including...
Foo Fighters Sonic Highways. Not a whole lot today.
There certainly isn't. Wreck 4 is out today, though, and I'm a big fan of this series. The first one's amazing, the second one's not bad, the third is insane, the fourth one, God only knows what it's going to be. This is the good version of a horrible movie called Quarantine that they remade for America.
The Immigrant.
Never. The Complete Frasier.
Cool. King of the Hill Season 9 and 10.
The Complete Matlock.
Nice. Nice. MacGyver, The Complete Collection.
I don't know what this is, but The Book of Negroes is out on DVD today.
I saw that. Sweet Home Hell.
A Most Violent Year is out as well.
Voices. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Well, if we're going to get anything today, it's going to be the story of friends who go to Louisiana to rescue a kidnapped friend. John Amos. That's right. James himself. Danny Glover. Danny Trejo are badasses on the bayou.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Hey, you're a geek. You probably own Star Wars. You probably own Star Wars on several formats. Well, now it's time for another. This Friday, oddly enough, Star Wars, the digital movie collection, a digital HD version of the films that you can order. You can get a whole big pack of all the films. You can get them one at a time, so you can skip out on some if you want to. But they're saying that even if you have the Blu-ray that was most recently out, this is still going to have never-before-seen bonus features for each particular set. We'll have brand new specific ones. So once again, own Star Wars, this time without anything you can actually hold in your hands.
I take it back. I take back what I said about live-action movies. I don't want to see any more. Ever.
Why? What's wrong with
Winnie the Pooh. They're making a live-action Winnie the Pooh.
So they're getting a real bear to play Winnie the Pooh?
I don't know. But they're having an adult Christopher Robin return to the Hundred Acre Woods.
Hang out with bears and stuff?
I don't know. I think it's going to be like Ted, but like for children.
Okay, somebody now, I need Ted redone
Dude,
with Winnie
gonna,
the Pooh's voice.
They're going to take all of the partying and turn it into honey eating.
Well, yeah, there'll be a honey eating contest too.
I don't know.
Well, other shockers for the world. Vampire Diaries star Nina Dobrev is leaving the show. She is the hell out of there at the end of this, the sixth season. And looks like her co-star, Michael Trevine, is going to be going out the door as well. The Vampire Diaries is coming back for a seventh season, but it's not going to have the leading lady, one of the co-stars. So it looks like the show is going to reinvent itself. So there you go. Sorry, you can't catch VD. It looks like it's going away.
So 20 years after Full House went off the air, the Tanner family may be getting a second act. Netflix is considering a remake of the 90s sitcom.
Why? A Kimmy Gibbler college series I would have taken.
The report says Netflix is ordering 13 episodes of Fuller House.
Really?
As the new season would be called.
Boo.
Candace Burr is coming back, who played DJ. Andrea Barber, who played Kimmy.
Oh, God.
Is coming back.
What about Kimmy?
Bob Saget's coming back.
It has to be. You have to have
John
everybody
Stamos
who doesn't work.
Is coming back. Dave Coulier is coming back.
He's the cooler guy. 20th Century Fox is in discussion with Hasbro to produce a movie based on Play-Doh. Hasbro, known for turning their toy brands into full-length feature films, such as Transformers, G.I. Joe, and Ouija. Director Paul Feig, Bridesmaids, is going to be doing Ghostbusters, is set to be going to direct this one. So, yeah, you know, the Lego movie works so damn well. Why not? So now you get that. We're going to get a Silly String movie. And I'm sure before it's all done, even Duplex is going to get in on it as well. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come check us out on Facebook, on Twitter. Stop by the website, geekradiodaily.com. There's pictures. There's links to all kinds of stuff that you can follow, some where you can throw pennies at us virtually, which will be fantastic. I think you'd enjoy that immensely. Drop us a note, podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. You stay strong, and we will see you all tomorrow.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall, I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Good night, suckers.
I'm going.
Good night, everybody.
I believe you got one of my children in your jail here.
How dare you walk into my office and pull a gun on me?
Get your finger out of the end of my gun.
How dare you pull a gun on me?
I said take your finger out of the end of my gun.
Well, until I do, you better take your finger off that trigger and let the hammer down real slow.
That gun had gone off and it had blown right up in my face.
Now, it wouldn't have done my finger a hell of a lot of good either, would it?
What can I do for you, Mr. Danby?
My son Joe.
Well, it seems Joe murdered a man this afternoon.
The way I hit it, he killed a man in a fair gunfight.
Standing right there.
You were standing right where?
In the saloon when Joe killed him.
Well, now that was real smart of him, wasn't it?
Well, I've been around Joe all afternoon, and I haven't seen him do one smart thing yet. Is there anything else?
Can I see him?
Well, why didn't you take that approach when you first came in? He's right in there.